Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, HealthLock.com. Go there today. Round up information overload hour, 800-941-SEAN, our number. You want to be a part of the program, 36 days till these all-important midterms. One thing that has emerged and is now consistently polling everywhere, poll after poll after poll, is that the Democratic lead with Hispanic Americans, Latinos, have halved in the past decade, according to, you know, almost every poll. Democratic advantage among Hispanic voters has now shrunk by half, according to even NBC News and Telemundo in their poll. Jorge Ramos's daughter confirmed this in a recent interview she gave. And in large part, is what they're saying is they feel that the Democratic Party has abandoned them, abandoned their values, and that they're out of touch. It was pretty interesting to watch, you know, Al Sharpton this weekend saying Democrats are not connecting with African-American or Hispanic voters. Listen.
I spent the last two or three days in Washington speaking at the Congressional Black Caucus, and the concern throughout, you have 58 members of the Congressional Black Caucus now, never happened in history, and the concern throughout is how we're connecting the base to the message. The Democratic Party and President Biden does have some things they could be using. Oh, that they've done that has benefited clearly Black and Latinos, but it's not connecting. So you're seeing this, as the polls indicate, Latinos and Black men go the other way.
Got to give a hat tip to our friend Senator Ted Cruz, the great state of Texas. He's been all over now. He's going to go to, I think, 17 states overall. This weekend, he was campaigning with Myra Flores. She's got a little bit of an issue in terms of the election win that she had. This 150-year Democratic district has changed somewhat because of redistricting that has occurred there. But we expect that she's going to win this race. Wesley Hunt is another candidate that Senator Cruz has been out campaigning for, but he's going all around the country and he's having a great impact. He's raising money for these candidates. He's advocating for these candidates, and he's helping them out. And I don't take anything for granted, especially when it comes to elections. Anyway, Senator Cruz is with us now. Senator, how are you?
Sean, great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for what you're doing. Tell us exactly what you're doing.
Well, I'm on day three of a nationwide bus tour. We're spending the entire month of October on the road traveling the country. We started day before yesterday in Tomball, just north of Houston, with a big rally there. Then we went down to the Rio Grande Valley, and we did rallies in McAllen, Harlingen, and Laredo. I now just arrived in Las Cruces, New Mexico, and over the next month, we're going to go from New Mexico to Arizona to Nevada to Utah. Then we're going to go to Kansas and Missouri and Iowa. Then we're going to go to Ohio and Pennsylvania, Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, and then back to Michigan, Wisconsin, and then we're going to end in the great state of Texas. We're doing a total of 25 stops, 17 states, and the reason is simple. This election is the most consequential you and I have ever been alive for. We have an opportunity to retake both the House and Senate. I believe we're going to. I am leaving everything on the field to make that happen. We got to retake and get these Democrats out of power, number one. But number two, we need to elect strong, principled conservatives. And so we've raised over $3 million to support conservative candidates running for the House and Senate across the country. And we're doing everything we can to have a new generation of leaders come in and stop the madness from Biden and Harris and Schumer and Pelosi.
I'm more confident that we get the House than I am the Senate. I won't say the word worried. I think Adam Laxalt will win in Nevada. I believe Herschel will win in Georgia. I think Oz can pull this out for sure in Pennsylvania. It's not going to be easy. It's a tough state, as you know. I think J.D. Vance can win and will win Ohio. Ron Johnson has now pulled away from Mandela Barnes in that state. I think Ted Budd will win in North Carolina. Oh, that's a must hold. Pennsylvania is a must hold. So is Ohio. So is Marco Rubio in Florida and Ron Johnson. Yep. All hold states. And then we got to pick up a few states. It's not easy, but if the wind is at our back, if this is a real wave election, that will make the difference in every one of these states, in my view.
I think you're exactly right. Personally, I would put the odds of our retaking the House at north of 90%. And I think there's a real possibility we come into next year with a majority that's not just a tiny majority, but 30, 40, 50 seats, which would be historic. It would be on par with 2010. It would be on par with 2014. I think it's that kind of election. Secondly, on the Senate, I think the odds of our taking the Senate are about 60-40, maybe 65-35. I agree with your assessment, race by race, and I'm going and doing rallies. For every one of those candidates you mentioned, we're doing rallies to turn people out. This election is going to be about turnout, and the reason why our chances in the Senate are not as high as the House is that we've got more vulnerable Republican seats than vulnerable Democrat seats, but I think our chances are really high. And I'll tell you, Sean, what I'm most excited about. You played that Al Sharpton clip, and bizarrely enough, I agree with Al Sharpton. There's a sentence I've never uttered before in the English language.
By the way, like I agreed with Jen Psaki last week. She's right. If this election's about the Democrats and Joe Biden, they lose.
And listen, a big part of the reason Hispanics and African Americans are moving away from Democrats and towards Republicans is Joe Biden's agenda, their policy, is failing the minority community. They're feeling the pain of out-of-control inflation, of runaway crime. They're feeling the chaos of open borders. And as I mentioned, I just got back from campaigning all throughout the Rio Grande Valley. My prediction is this is the year South Texas turned red. I campaigned with Myra Flores. Myra, as you know, just a couple of months ago, there was a special election in her district. That district had not gone Republican since 1871. It is the most Hispanic district in the entire country, and it elected a Republican, an Hispanic woman. The district next to her, Monica Dela Cruz, I campaigned with her yesterday. She's going to win, I believe, in November. And the district next to her, Cassie Garcia, she's going to win in November. We're going to end up with all three of the Rio Grande districts represented by Republicans, all Latinas. None of those districts have had a Republican in more than 100 years. And I'll tell you, Sean, I just brought the three of them, along with three other Latina candidates, Catalina Loeff in Illinois, Yesley Vega in Virginia, and Ana Paluna Luna, in Florida, brought them all to Texas, raised over $1 million for those six candidates. You want to talk about transformational. Six beautiful, brilliant, fiery Latinas, conservative Republicans. They nicknamed themselves at the event I hosted for them, the Spicy Tacos. And I got to tell you, Sean, this is a
That's what they called themselves?
Yes, that was, you know, Jill Biden,
I knew it was a playoff to her comments, yes.
Yeah, and so that they came up with the title and said, we're the Spicy Tacos, and I cannot wait. till Pelosi or Adam Schiff are prattling on about how illegal immigration is not a problem, and six fiery Latinas take them on directly and say, you're full of crap and you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Listen, this is this tipping point election. You're right. This is the most important. And I've said this in past elections. It's never been this critical. This really is an inflection point, I believe, for the country. And, you know, I don't care what the issue is. Senator, you have been all over the border issue and exposing this. You were the one that got us the tape of these kids in overcrowded cages in the middle of a pandemic. They wouldn't let my cameras in there, and you were kind enough to share that video with us. You've been down to the border numerous times reporting, like a reporter on Hannity, the TV show. You've been great with your time. I think you have a powerful voice for conservatism around the country. I love what you're doing. I love how some people are critical of it. Oh, I think they fear the fact that you will be successful in this tour. But if you look at law and order, we don't have it. Defund, dismantle, no bail is not working. Yep. If you look at the borders, it is out of control. We already have a record-setting year this year that we've never had before. Over 2 million illegal immigrants that we know about that Joe has allowed into the country. 41-year high of inflation. Then we have, of course, gas prices now going up again because Joe stopped tapping the petroleum reserves that we have, which is very dangerous for national security. Add to that a bad educational system, a disaster on foreign policy. What can they run on except January 6th, I hate Donald Trump, abortion and demagogue and lie about it, and, you know, and then the usual Republicans are racist line that they use. They can't run on any success, Senator.
You are exactly right. They're dishonest. They're distracting from their policy failures. They're obsessed with Donald Trump. They hate President Trump. And so they attack him just foaming at the mouth. And you look at every group of Americans has been hurt. Hispanics have been hurt badly by the Democrats' failures. The African American community has been hurt badly. Young people have been incredibly damaged. Tens of millions of children were kept out of school for over a year. That damage will be with them the rest of their lives. And I'll tell you another group that has not gotten nearly enough attention that has really been badly hurt by the failures of the last year and a half. And that is seniors. We've got tens of millions of seniors who are living on their retirements. They're living on their 401ks, and they've seen under Joe Biden their retirement savings, their 401ks plummet 20-30%. You got a lot of seniors that are understandably scared. They're not going to be able to make ends meet, and at the same time inflation is skyrocketing. So their saving is plummet and their inflation is skyrocketing, and I think the result of all of this is going to be an historic change. We can't do two more years of this disastrous policies. And so I want to encourage your listeners, if you want to support, I am spending every waking moment of the next month fighting to retake the House, fighting to retake the Senate. If you want to support my efforts, support the efforts to retake the country, go to our website. It is tedcruz.org, tedcruz.org, tedcruz.org. The left controls the corporate media. It is your contributions of $25, $50, $100 that help give me the ability, the megaphone to speak and to mobilize and turn out millions of Americans. That's how we save our country. So please go to tedcruz.org and support our efforts.
All right, quick break. We'll come back more with Senator Ted Cruz. He's hitting the road to campaign for candidates all across the country. Governor DeSantis tonight on Hannity, 9 Eastern on the Fox News Channel. Quick break, right back, more with Senator Cruz as we continue.
Truth alive. Hannity is on right now.
All right, Senator Ted Cruz is with us, and he's embarked on a 25 city state campaign to help these candidates get elected in the fall in just 36 days from the midterms. Senator, one thing that's a phenomenon that's happening, like Biden hid out in his basement bunker in 2020, most Democratic candidates, they're not answering any press questions. They're avoiding going out as often as they can. If they agree to a debate, it's like, okay, we'll have the debate a week before the election after early voting has gone on for 6 weeks and probably half the vote is in. And there's tons of money. I don't know where all this money's coming from, but tens of millions of dollars being dumped on every Republican senatorial candidate, every gubernatorial candidate, and in a lot of these House races. Where's that money coming from, Senator?
Well, unfortunately, the hard left, for them, politics is life or death. You look, Mark Zuckerberg spent $400 million to defeat Donald Trump, took over election machinery in key districts all over the country. You look at, for the left, for Marxists who hate America, everything they think about all day long is how to take over our federal government and the machinery. Many people on the right have lives. They're going to work. They're going to their jobs. They're raising their kids. They're going to their kids' schools. They're supporting their church, supporting their charity. And politics is not the obsession on the right that it is for the cultural Marxist on the left. And listen, what we need to do is we need to awaken slumbering America. We need to awaken common sense Americans. We need to awaken patriots. We need to awaken the church to realize that the rights and the freedoms that you count on, that you and I both have been blessed to inherit, if we sit by and let the hard radical left destroy those rights and freedoms, there's no coming back from it. We've got to rise to defend it. And that's, Sean, that's what you do every day, and it's why I'm so grateful for you on radio and you on television, because you are sounding the alarm. But we've got to have the same urgency that the left does, because they are focused on destroying the country. And if we're complacent, that's how we lose the greatest country in the history of the world.
I hope people are hearing you. I urge people to show up at these events that you're doing, 25 events. You're going on a bus tour all around the country. You're going to hit every key state, especially for these Senate races. You're helping House candidates, gubernatorial candidates. You're helping Senate candidates. It's vital that these candidates compete economically, financially, because it's really, really the amount of money. I mean, I just read today Barbara Streisand is out there raising as much money from her Hollywood friends as possible. Yeah. And a lot of the money that's being dumped on your candidates is not coming from your state. Senator Cruz, what is it, TedCruz.com?
TedCruz.org. is where you can financially support the efforts I'm doing. And if you want to find out where the bus tour is going, if you live in one of the 17 states we're going to, you want to come out to the rallies, we're getting huge crowds at the rallies, you can go to tcbustour.com. That's tcbustour.com. It's got an interactive map, and it's got free tickets to all of the rallies, so you can come out, support the candidates in person that we're supporting all over the country.
All right, Senator Ted Cruz, tedcruz.org, if you want to meet up on this campaign swing that he's making, 25 cities. Very important work, Senator. We're going to check in with you throughout the tour.
Awesome. Thank you, Sean. God bless.
God bless.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice, and right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Sean Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Don't let this chaotic world get in the way of your goals. Follow Sean Hannity's lead and call Goldco today at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD. 855-815-GOLD.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress, and now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Visit HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a seven-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one-rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Go to HannityGold.com today and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. At 25 now till the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. I mentioned earlier Al Sharpton saying the Democrats are not connecting with African-American Hispanic voters. Jose Diaz-Balart speaking with Latino voters who say they're voting Republican. I want you to hear this. Listen.
As I got older and smarter, I said, hey, this guy doesn't work for me. That's now backed up by a new NBC News Telemundo nationwide survey of Latino voters, showing support for a Republican-controlled Congress jumped 5 points in just the past 2 years.
We're not just going to blindly vote in one particular direction. We're going to vote in the direction of folks who are going to be paying attention to the issues that are important to us.
Marisa Morentin lives in Phoenix, Arizona.
How is it that you feel as a voter here?
Taken advantage of.
It's a state that had been reliably Republican, but has now turned into a swing state. In 2020, it went for President Biden. Marisa voted Democrat back then, but now says she's not so sure.
I feel like the Democratic National Party looks at my demographics and assumes that I'm going to vote for them. I'm a Latina woman that historically has been the party's bread and butter.
She wants the party to take stronger action on issues like abortion and voting rights. But our poll found that the top issues for Latinos was actually the cost of living.
We see that prices are through the roof, and we want to know what people are going to do to help put that burden down.
In conservative stronghold states like Texas, signs of a political shift among Latino voters, with more now leaning Republican.
Jose
Arriola and Maria Batres live in El Paso.
Maria, you were a Democrat and you are now a Republican. Why?
Because the fact that the Democratic Party has changed a lot and identify more with the Republican Party.
What things?
Well, we're for God, country, family, and hard work.
So it looks like every poll, even NBC's and Telemundo's poll, are confirming this, that in fact that is a real thing. By the way, the dumbest thing I think I've heard in a long time, and John Kerry said a lot of dumb things over the years. I voted for the 87 billion before I voted against it. Biggest climate hypocrite of all. I mean, if he's not flying around in the private jet, we, the taxpayer, provide for him to go to one climate conference after another. Your climate czar is jumping in his own private jet, which I wouldn't have a problem with if he wasn't such a class A hypocrite on the issue. Oh, we got to, now he's out there. Now, remember, the Paris Accords, they put America as a developed nation. They put China and India as developing nations. What does that mean? It means we pay the freight for the Paris Accords in terms of billions and billions of dollars. And it's all based on climate alarmist cultism. Why wouldn't China have to pay the same, considering they're the biggest polluter? Well, why? I guess they don't need to, because they got our climate czar basically propagandizing for them and just outright lying about China deploying massive renewable power to fight climate change. None of this is true. I mean, while consistently trashing this country, even though we had the greatest emissions reductions under President Trump, while we simultaneously became energy independent and a net exporter of energy. Listen.
China is going to be building more electric vehicles, will be put on the road over the next year or so in China than in all the rest of the world put together. China is, I'm not excusing China, I'm just telling you that China is moving to do additional things. They are deploying renewable power at a rate that exceeds all other nations. They are the largest manufacturer of renewables in the world. And so China is moving. The challenge is that if we're not cooperating together, which we're not able to be doing right now, since the Taiwan visit, China has suspended its communications with us on this subject. I hope they're going to come back, and I hope we can work together.
Just can't make this stuff up about these people. You really can't make it up. They're so hypocritical. Eric is in Florida. Eric, hi. How are you? Glad you called, sir.
Thank you, Sean, for taking my call. I'd like to make a couple of predictions about the Pennsylvania Senate race. First, I think Dr. Oz is going to win, mainly because Pennsylvanians don't want to see their neighborhoods become unsafe. And I'm looking at this from a man's perspective, and men do not want to go to work every day worrying about the safety of their wives and children at home. And if, you know, Fesserman wants to perform some twisted social experiment by releasing felons, he should start, consider releasing them in his own neighborhood, maybe in front of his house, and see how that works out and get back to us.
You mean the house that the trust fund brat in a hoodie that tries to look like a working man? That he paid a dollar for, or is it the six other homes that he didn't pay taxes on? Which homes are you talking about?
Maybe all of them. Just try that for a while and see how it works out.
The guy that wants to legalize and have Pennsylvania taxpayers pay for safe shooting zones, areas for people to shoot up heroin and other hard drugs.
Right.
This is the only guy that ever voted. He voted to release more convicted murderers than anybody in Pennsylvania history. Wants to literally dump a third of the prison population, take them out of jail on day one. This is a guy that is a BLM, even Crips supporter, based on what we now have learned about this guy. This is a guy that wants a moratorium on fracking. This is a guy that supports groups like Black Lives Matter, the group, not people that say it. This is a guy that literally wants no restrictions on abortion at all. You can have an abortion up to the hour before birth. And I don't think people are getting it. Now, besides the fact that cognitively he's not functioning well after a stroke. I wish him good health, but he's so radical, and it's taken such a, it's been a, such a heavy lift because the media mob protects this guy. He's not answered a single hard question the entire campaign, which really pisses me off. And it's not just him. It's Mandela Barnes and all these other leftists that are running around the country.
Pennsylvanians have to beware of complacency and really get the vote out for Dr. Oz. And here's my other thought. If Pennsylvania does shoot itself in the foot by electing Festerman, there'll be an exodus out of Pennsylvania, the likes of which they have never seen before. And if I live there now, I'd be looking for jobs in a red state and maybe getting ready to sell my house with a realtor just in case the worst happens and crime skyrockets and home values plummet. Those people got to get ready to get out of
it. It says you're from Florida. Are you in Florida or are you in Pennsylvania?
I'm in Florida.
Okay. Were you from Pennsylvania?
No, I have a lot of friends there, and I support Dr. Oz.
Listen, Dr. Oz, unfortunately, I mean, he had a brutal primary, although now all of the candidates, I believe, have unified, and they're all supporting him. You know, there's been a lot of doubt, tens and tens of millions of dollars between the primary and the general election. You know, there's close to $80 million in negative ads that have been thrown out there about Dr. Oz. When I see the ads, I don't recognize a guy that I've known for years. They're that
full
brutal
distortion.
And that deceptive and that full of, you know, that level of lying is hard to overcome. So,
yeah, they're all full of prunes. They're all full of prunes. That's all there is to it.
Well, I hope the people of Pennsylvania know that money's not coming from Pennsylvania. That money's coming from outside of Pennsylvania. And it's happening in every state. Anyway, good points, Eric. Appreciate it. 800-941-SEAN, our number. Brett is in Michigan. It looks like Tudor Dixon is going to give Gretchen Whitmer a run for her money. What do you think of Tudor Dixon?
I like Tudor Dixon. I'd like to see her win.
Yeah, me too. I think she'd be a good governor. What's on your mind today?
I want to talk to you a little bit about an issue that you had addressed back on Friday. That was the issue of the Biden administration kind of using some private entities as a proxy to put pressure on social and traditional media outlets to censor Americans, almost exclusively conservatives. Admittedly, I may have...
By the way, I am on the enemies list.
Yeah, I think I probably am too. Admittedly, I might have an overly simplistic view of the issue, but I approach it through the lens of my experience as a police officer. And the Constitution is the foundation of my job. We spend a lot of time learning how to perform our duties within the confines the Constitution places on us. And one of the facets of that is not enlisting the help of a private citizen to do what you don't think you can do. When you enlist the help of a private entity or citizen to violate somebody's rights, they're acting as your agent, and you're no less culpable for that. So
this is the insanity too. We've forgotten that part, but the left was, and some states are even pursuing it, had been pushing the idea. Well, instead of calling the police into any type of dispute, let's send in psychiatrists. Let's send in social workers. Okay. They're not equipped to go into a situation that can turn violent very quickly. And that's not going to end well. And you don't have to be a brain surgeon or an MIT or Harvard grad to figure that out.
No, you certainly don't, sir.
Oh, anyway,
that was the crux of the issue for me, is why we're not addressing it that way. There's case law that addresses that, predominantly surrounding the Fourth Amendment, but the legal principle is the same. It's a different right, but it is not a second class right.
Listen, I am telling you that we better understand something here. Our rights now are being violated. We don't have equal justice application of our laws. Police in too many places have unfairly been demonized and are considered the enemy. It's become like open season on cops in this country. They can't do their job. They themselves are handcuffed by the environment that has been created by defund, dismantle, and obey laws. And unless we return to common sense and law and order and safety and security and parental involvement in schools and secure borders and energy independence and economic policies that encourage the growth of the economy, we're just in trouble as a country. There's no way this fixes itself. It only gets worse. How bad can it get? Well, time will tell. If America does not come out in the numbers we need in 36 days, we will get the country we deserve. And it's not going to be pretty. And if you think it's bad now, it's only going to get dramatically worse. They're not going to change course. It's not in them to change course. You know, we're never going to have a Bill Clinton sister soldier moment here. We're not going to have an era of big government is over. The end of welfare as we know it is over. A moment, rather. It's not going to happen. So it's really up to all of us to get up, get out, and vote in mass and make sure you're an informed voter. But I think most people will vote because I think most people are feeling the pinch, the pain of these policies. And on every level, they have failed spectacularly, predictably so. We knew these policies would fail. Anyway, Brett, appreciate it. Let's get back to our phones. Georgia, Lizzie is standing by. Georgia, you voting for Herschel?
Yes, sir. Hey, Sean. All right, so I don't have much to say. I want to say three things, essentially. First is, until COVID, I was a staunch kind of independent Democrat. And then I found out about Tucker Carlson. And then I was like, oh, enemy too conservative. Now I watch you first before him in the morning. I got to tell you, I know it's less than 40 days, right, till the election. I just want to thank you for being who you are, vigilant, smart, and, you know, you give me parts, right? You make me Google things that I don't know.
So you were once a liberal. Do you remember? So when you would listen to me when you were a liberal, how mad did you get?
I didn't listen to you. I didn't listen to you until COVID because I was.
Okay, so you start listening during COVID. And what was it that made you say, wow, this guy makes some sense here?
Well, because I was making money on the market because I got that Uncle Donnie's loan for $50,000 for my company. And I was sitting at home with my conservative friends going, oh, what would we buy, right? I'm sitting at home. I'm crocheting. I'm cooking, whatever. And one channel stayed on. You can't crochet and flip the doll at the same time, right? But I did find, I watched you both. And it used to be Tucker first, Hannity second. Now it's Hannity first. And you crack me up. You crack me up, but with so much intelligence. What happened, Newsom?
I need to thank you because I can't do this job except for you and except for the people that give me this microphone every day and give me that camera every night. I will tell you, we work really hard to bring news, information in an entertaining way that you're never going to get from the mob. Because the media speaks in one voice in unison. It's like the you know, Twitter blue check mark cult, I call them, of the media and the Democratic establishment. In 36 days, we right now have all the power to change things. Let's not let this opportunity go by. Anyway, I'm glad you're there, Lizzie. I'm glad you're on Team Herschel down in Georgia, and we appreciate you checking in. All right, you see what's happening with record high inflation, record high gas prices. You know what's going on with the recession. It's tough. 70% of Americans now barely making ends meet, and some people are paying for everyday items, even with credit cards. By the way, no fault of their own, just to make ends meet, just to put food on the table. Look, if these rates continue to rise and everyday items continue to cost more, it is very, very challenging for so many Americans in the days ahead and the months ahead, the years ahead. That's why I keep talking about this free, no obligation, financial, mortgage, and debt consolidation review from our friends at AmericanFinancing.net. They're going to look at your entire financial picture. By the way, it is absolutely free with no pressure, no obligation. And they'll look at maybe some money, home equity you might have available to you to help lower your monthly costs, maybe consolidate, maybe high interest debt that you're paying off. They're going to review all of it for you, and they'll try and give you a variety of options that can make a real difference in your financial future. and save you a fortune in the long run. Anyway, all you have to do is talk to one of their professionals now. Free, no obligation, no pressure. 866-615-9200. 866-615-9200. On the web, it's AmericanFinancing.net.
American Financing, NMLS, 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
For America. Sean Hannity telling the truth that mainstream media likes to hide. Sean Hannity.
All right, that's going to wrap things up. We think we have Governor DeSantis tonight updating us on the devastation that is Florida. We'll let you know by tonight. Senator John Kennedy tonight. Representative Ted Budd, who's leading now in North Carolina for that Senate race. Leo 2.0, Terrell Clay Travis, Mike Huckabee, Kayleigh McEnany, Alan Dershowitz tonight going after the University of Berkeley. Yeah, you know, those little sites along campus where there are, quote, no Jewish people allowed? Really? In this day and age? Anyway, 9 Eastern, Hannity, Fox News. See you tonight. Back here tomorrow. Thank you for making the show possible. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com